Dr. Kaboom, Livewired, The Electricity Tour, April 28th, 7 p.m. at Kingsbury Hall. Dr. Kaboom is an interactive, one-man science and variety show that will have you erupting with laughter and bubbling with curiosity. With a fully equipped lab, a wicked cool haircut, and a love of performance that knows no bounds, Dr. Kaboom takes his audience on an interactive, educational tour that doubles as a side-splitting journey of increasingly spectacular and often successful experiments and demonstrations. For tickets and information, visit utahpresents.org.
The Utah Women's Summit is a conference dedicated to changing the way the world sees Utah women. Meet and network with other strong, educated, multi-talented, and charitable local businesswomen on May 10th at the Hilton Hotel. Visit utahwomenssummit.com for more information.
Salt Lake Underground. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
My name is Lindsay Heath. I am a musician and a painter. I have been performing for 17 years in a number of bands. And I am currently focusing entirely on my new band, Elytra.
My name is Scotty Ray. I am a singer-songwriter and performing artist here in Salt Lake City. I started a group called the Bad Kids Collective. We're just a hodgepodge of queer performers that range from DJs to drag queens to singers. And I'm currently in this lovely music project called Elytra.
So I decided to start this new band when I was coming toward the end of a very long chapter of the Lindsay Heath Project. That was my solo band, in which I had accompanists, but I wrote all of the parts, kind of tailored all of the different dynamics.
The first time I interacted with Lindsay Heath, my band, The Femmedia, had just played a set at Craft Lake City. She came up and introduced herself and had nothing but extremely kind words to say. And she sort of planted a seed in that moment and mentioned to me that she'd been thinking about putting together this group. I remember her saying, "I'm not trying to pull you away from your band."
As I was coming to a close of releasing my full length with that project, I started wanting something different. I got tired of making all the decisions. I got tired of having everything only come from my brain and wanted to collaborate with other people. And that's when I decided I wanted to start this band.
Elytra.
After the first few songs were finished in the studio, at least the bare bones of them, I showed them to a friend, and his roommate was home, and she had talked about how, you know, she was a music fanatic. She showed me all of these records that she had, and I played one of our songs for her, which is called Afraid of Me, which is a particularly vulnerable and heavy song. And when the song was finished, she was staring at me blankly, and for a minute, I was horrified. I didn't know what was happening. And she looked at me and said, "You know, I just imagined myself walking home from the bus stop with my headphones on, just kind of like looking at the trees, like not really tuned into anything specific." She's like, "The second I started to listen to your words, you made me feel things that perhaps I didn't want to acknowledge existed within myself, but it's a good thing," she said.
Scotty Ray is going into some very personal places with his lyrics and storytelling. And I believe that he's a perfect voice for all of us in this band. I believe that his lyrics and his voice will touch the listeners, that you'll be able to relate with us.
the writing on this project, I've gone deep within myself and really just let out everything that is taboo, I guess. There's songs about traumatic relationships with parents, and there's also a song about kinky sex. The album really takes you on a journey through like what I think is being a millennial. It's an unashamed explanation of what you go through as a queer person in a conservative community, or just what you go through as a human being in today's world.
I would like listeners to know that the members of this group have all been through a lot of hardship and faced a lot of challenges.
A really big and important part of this music project for me as the lyricist is destigmatizing mental illness and just being vulnerable and open about my experiences and my pain. But also, there are 6 people in this band who have all gone through hard times, who have all had their fair share of challenges, and right now we've got each other to keep going and get through that. And I hope that the light and the message in this music can do that for people, for the listeners, even if we're not right there in front of them. Music has always done that for me, so I hope that we can share that with people.
I would say each of the members are very authentic in who they are and how they've come to establish themselves in this place. You know, being queer, 4 out of the 6 of us in a Mormon-dominated state, it requires a strong individual. Being able to come together as a group and have this voice musically, I think, has been really a light in the dark for us as a group.
I feel like mainstream music, through the last couple of years, we've made landslides of progress with more representation of queer voices. However, it's more what's palatable still for your average American, and there is not a self-identified under the trans umbrella or genderqueer artist whose voice is big. As a child, I always dreamed of being, you know, a quote-unquote pop star. And now what's more important to me than being famous is using everything that has hurt me, that has also made me strong, to finally propel myself into a place where I can be comfortable being that person who speaks in an unashamed way about things that people need to hear. I'm really excited to share with you Elytra's first single, To the Sky. This song really represents all 6 of us so well. You get to hear each player really shine, and I'm really, really excited that this is the song that we'll be sharing with people first because of that, because everybody gets a chance to be in the spotlight. It's a collective creation, and you're about to listen to the Sky by Elytra.
The stars in the sky.
You just heard To the Sky by Elytra.
Elytra is a collaborative project featuring six Salt Lake City artists: Lindsay Heath, the drummer; Scotty Ray, the vocalist; Klaus, the cellist; Cecily Saunders on guitar; Chris Murphy on synth; and Janet Chotilla on bass. To continue following us on this journey, make sure to click like on our Facebook page. Elytra is E-L-Y-T-R-A. And come see us live at Metro Bar on May 23rd, opening for James McCartney.
Elytra.